the stunt so hard. I always want to ride that whip. I always want to fuck that bitch. Thank you God I fuck that bitch. I always want to live this life. I always want to wear that ice. I always want a paradise. I always want a paradise. I always want to stunt so hard. I always want to ride that whip. I always want to fuck that bitch. Thank you God I fuck that bitch. I always want to live this life. I always want to wear that ice. I always want a paradise.
And welcome back. It's Mucho Mondays. You know, it's the only podcast that came before the egg and the chicken, because we're cool like that.
Cool like that? We're cool like that. You cool like that? We cool like that. And we're your hosts, Daniela Avocado Loza.
And Byron G, or Byron Gonzalez. You know, it's easier in the tongue that way.
Yeah, most definitely. I can see your point. Anywho, that was Big Sean with Paradise. Trap remix from Craftsmen. You can check more of them out on SoundCloud if you go to soundcloud.com/CRVFTSMEN music. All one big word.
Yeah, so difficult, you know, with these trap artists. Oh my God, can they make it any harder to look them up?
It's a trap.
Well, welcome back, guys. We have a great episode in store for you guys. We got a lot of segments, fun segments. You know, we got the return of Quick Wit Headlines. New and improved, I would say.
Of course, we also have our halftime funnies. And stay tuned for your daily dose of avocado.
And outdoor movie screenings. The free ones are starting to go away. And I guess they're like, oh, we're losing too much money, I guess.
Yeah, summer's over. Not all good things must last. But with summer ending, Halloween is approaching. So I also have some fun stuff for you to do all month long. But first, the music.
Yeah, first we have some fun music to listen to. This next one is by Coco Taxi. It's time to get lost.
Remember all those days, I can't help it. I'm just out of state. I had to call and say I thought of you today. I can't help it. I gotta catch this plane. It's landing in LA. Remember all those days. I can't help it.
There's a spell and I'm under it. Yeah, need all of your best, so just come down and save me. I know you're getting tired of waiting, just hope you had the patience,
cause I'm always going somewhere.
And if we could do it all again, I wouldn't make any changes. Life is looking to be a little bit weightless. Rearrange it, open up, get your heart racing on my mind lately. I'll tell you why, cause it's worth the gold to me. Diamonds to me, these trips to me, always see right through me, the globe to me, islands to me, yeah, everything to me. And
I just had to say, I had to call and say, I thought of you today. I can't help it, I gotta catch this plane. It's landing in LA. Remember all those days. I can't help it, I can't help it.
Can't stay away, reminiscing alone to make you lose control. Fireworks and nightfall. It's you I've only ever set my sights on. Caught a Cartier iPhone.
Those copper colored out deep.
Bad thinking makes good ideas. We're too late to turn out of the light bulbs. When I met you in the parking lot, you told me don't be a stranger. Gotta stay acquainted. Wish I wouldn't end up famous. Please try to keep it all painless. You worth the gold to me. Diamonds to me. These strips to me. Always see right through me. The globe to me. Islands to me. Yeah, everything to me. And that's why. Yeah, everything to me, yeah, everything to me, yeah, everything to me, yeah, everything to me.
I'm just out of state. I had to call and say I thought of you today. I can't help it. I gotta catch this plane. It's landing in LA. Remember all those days. I can't help it. I'm just out of state. I had to call and say I thought of you today. I can't help it. I gotta catch this plane. It's landing in LA. Remember all those days. I can't help it.
The first one was by Coco Taxi with Sueños de Marimba, featuring a Joelito and Copa Doble remix. And lastly was Air with I Can't Help It with a Win and Woo remix. And now, you know, you guys, it's October, meaning candy corn, pumpkin pie, pumpkin spice, but also Halloween events. And for your Halloween events this year, Here's Daniela to tell you all about it.
Oh my God, I am shaking with excitement because I am that person that screams at the top of their lungs when a monster goes boo. So without further ado, this is the first part of our Halloween segment. First, I'd like to tell you guys all about the Haunted Hayride since I myself have done it twice. I must say the first year was like really fun for me. The second year was all right, but I might be biased because the hayride busted my favorite Obey jacket, bastards. But so dress comfy, just to throw that out there, because it does take place in the Old Sioux at Griffith Park, and tickets are $30 for the hayride, so that's pretty cheap considering everything else is up in the 60s. Of course, if you want to do the attractions like the mazes and any front of the line VIP, it's like $60, which isn't too bad. I believe the dates are already starting. If not, they start on, I think they started last week, and they go all the way up to Halloween. Then another thing that I'm trying to check out for the first time is the Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios. And I mean, it's the entertainment capital of the world, so you would think that they would scare us. And also the Queen Mary, another thing I haven't checked out, but it's already a haunted place, so you should go on their website and check that out. Now, things you may have not have heard of, we have Ward 13 that's going to take place in, I believe, Old Town Pasadena. I might be wrong. Check out EvilTwinStudios.com for the info. But it's basically an asylum, and you go in there, and it's supposed to be so scary, especially because they only allow very small groups at a time. And it's they describe it as a 15-minute walkthrough haunted attraction experience with interactive components designed to scare you to the brink of insanity. So if that's your thing, check that out. And lastly, from what I have, because there's a bajillion things to do out in LA for Halloween, we also have this thing called Creep, and it's supposed to show you the real scary stuff, not the werewolves and vampires.
What, like thirsty guys coming up to you guys?
Yeah, the real scary stuff. Timeout.com says this about it. It's inspired by the quote, "I'm not afraid of werewolves or vampires or haunted hotels. I'm afraid of what real human beings do to other real human beings." Scary. So I'm assuming it's in a different city each time. So it does say various locations in LA. However, this year it's going to be taking place in an abandoned arts district warehouse. The address is 718 E Jackson Street. And I'm sure if you just Google Creep Los Angeles, the dates will come on. It did start last week, and I'm sure it will be going throughout most of October.
But if you're not into being scared and want to go more traditional, go to the Hollywood Bowl October 31st. It's regular Hollywood Bowl prices, and you could watch Nightmare Before Christmas orchestrated by Danny Elfman himself. So that's pretty amazing.
You guys, these are so many good events. You have to make at least one. You have to get in the Halloween spirit, damn it. All right, well, this next song and story of my life is a Mucho Monday favorite, Smart Went Crazy by Atmosphere.
Smart went crazy, truth went trendy. The story got lazy, so I rewrote the ending. Manipulated the entry, more user-friendly. Now a city full of pain pills and tattoos defend me. I waver from the dead to the half-dead. Grace face, twin fan base in the crackhead. Sunset sailboat set course for hell. A cross and a hammer, but you'll have to get some nails. Take credit for anything embedded in the edit, as long as you meant it when you said it. And all of the kids laugh when you admit that it might have been witchcraft that made my noose fit bad. Well, I'ma act like I don't give a make love. Take what I got to teach everyone to break stuff. I'ma act like there's poison in the pancakes and amputate the one that wasn't loyal with the handshake.
proud to know ya. Minnesota missile never so cold, yet I never had to hold the pistol. Civil and simple, but set the freak show loose on the nipple. Watch your whole fucking titty ripple. It's why we battle, it's why we travel. It's why the mascot thinks that I'm an asshole. We made the team without putting on a uniform. Smart went nuts and rode a unicorn through the storm.
Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, where did you go now?
Smart went crazy, kiss Miss Daisy. Loved you and every day was Christmas, baby. Maybe we can take it back to the way we were still on some what have you done for me lately. No gravy if the base is pork face. Poor cake, take my big little brother's court case. Poor taste, got passed off as gourmet. Disappear as foreplay, we'll meet up at your place. I sting like a first divorce. All them first newports, whatever hurts you more. You're headed for self-destruction. Been there, did that. Kick back with the wrong angel to fuck with. Carve my charm into your arms. Duck around, unravel this tall ball of yarn. Snuck round back to disarm the alarm. From the plantation to the reservation to the farms. And nobody knows where you'll end up. Only guarantee in life is death or a head fuck. Yeah, you thought it was a setup, well guess what? Now you can catch up with the rest of my best of. I got a few blocks left before I reach my destination and retrieve my breath. And God blessed every step I stole, just to let me know she wouldn't ever let me go.
Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, where did you go now? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, but where did you go? Smart went crazy, where did you go now? Smart went crazy, the rubber band went snap. This goes to those that hold it down till I get back. Hold on to me, grow along with me. I don't know where I'm going, but I'll end up in your arms. Along with me, I don't know where I'm going, but I'll end up in your arms. Smart went crazy, the rubber band went snap. This goes to those that hold it down till I get back. Hold on to me, grow along with me. I don't know where I'm going.
Get the cute in the photo, look it. Make me wanna puke in the photo bucket. All I have is a snapshot, the view of a laptop, it's a back talk. You call me drunk this one time, acting like a punk all big time. My labello, stiletto, hotness, South Central, ghetto goddess. I've been around and I seen stranger, give you my ID like a teenager. Girl, you know you're loving it, you wanna hold my heart and you're gonna need another mid. In between the if and the when with you, come see me and don't bring your friend with you. And don't forget your attitude, even if I look at you weird, I'm not mad at you. OKIGUESSILLCAELLCAELLYOUBACKTEYRIGHTHENUMBERTOTHENUMBERSPOTBYE.
photo looking. Make me wanna puke in the photo bucket. All I have is a snapshot. The view of a laptop, it's a back talk. You call me drunk this one time. Acting like a punk all big time. My love fellow, stiletto hotness. South Central, ghetto goddess. I've been around and I seen stranger. Give me my ID like a teenager. Girl, you know you're loving it. You wanna hold my heart, then you're gonna need another mid. In between the if and the when with you. Come see me and don't bring your friend with you. And don't forget your attitude. Even if I look at you weird, I'm not mad at you.
Alright, that last song was a collaboration between Two Mex and Ike Owen. That was Call You Later, and their collaboration group is called Look Daggers. And I've just recently found out how good Two Mex is, actually. You would think, like, with the name of Two Mex, you know, like Two Mexican, I guess, he'd just be all Chicano rap. But no, it's really good. It's really fucking good. I was amazed.
That's funny because, Two Mex. I don't think I ever made that connection, but he seems to me like he's the screamo of the fucking underground hip hop community with his little like I can't do it. He screams so much in his music. But that's just me being an asshole. I got love for you, Two Mex, you know that. But not as much love as I have for Halloween. So, as promised, here's some more stuff to do if getting scared isn't your thing, but instead you'd love to dress up and just have the time of your life, alcohol at hand. We have many things to do. One of the events you don't want to miss is Halloween Booty LA, and it's at the Echoplex. They're going to have a mashup shows, go-go dancers, and the first 300 people to arrive will receive a free mashup CD.
A little FYI, this actually happens every month. Just so you guys know, it's called Booty LA, and they just mash up the night. The whole DJ set is like mashups. It's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, so there you have it. Just visit bootymashup.com/LA, or I'm sure if you visit the Echoplex website, tickets are on sale, 30 at the door, 20 in advanced, and who doesn't like a good party? We are also going to have Halloween at the Roosevelt, and that is kind of pricey, I'm not going to lie. It's like $85 to $100.
It has $3 signs.
Yeah, $3 signs at the timeout.com website. But if partying is your thing and you are trying to spend some money to have the time of your life.
Yeah, if you got it like that, you might as well spend it like that.
Yeah, why not? Check that out. The details are at thehollywoodroosevelt.com and you can figure that out for yourself because I'm not going to be going there, let me tell you that. But if that isn't like really your thing and you want something classier but still want to party, there is the Halloween Black and White Ball and Dracula.
Blah, bleh, bleh.
Bleh, 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 bleh. So you can dress up in black and white attire and you go to the theater at the Ace Hotel where they will be showing the Universal Studios version of Dracula. You know, the 1931 version.
Ooh, very classic. Or you can stay at home and read the book.
Yeah, true. Or you can go and party it up. The details are at acehotel.com. Also, tickets anywhere from $34 to $160. So scope that out.
Damn, for $160, you better get front row and a book.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But for $25, you can go to the party. Not that you need, but that you deserve. Is that how the quote goes? My husband would be really sad if I didn't get that right because he loves Batman. So Return to Gotham is the perfect Batman lovers experience where they will be transforming Skybar as Gotham City. So show. $25.
And you could probably get some great costume ideas just from the Batman movies in the 90s.
Yeah, who doesn't want to be Poison Ivy, you know?
No, but even just like the henchmen, they were so like, the costumes were so cool. Just from that, yeah, the movie with Poison Ivy and Bane. Like all those thugs were like, I don't know, they were so cool.
Well, there you have it from Byron G himself. This is your time to get nerdy. All right, guys. Well, enough of Halloween and more of the music. Because for you, we have dun, 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 the one and only The Smiths with Vicar Nututu.
It was worthwhile living a laughable life. Set my eyes on the distant skies of the Vicar Nututu. It's not strange. He just wants to live his life this way. A sketchy picture of a thing with a decorative ring. Would you come for the head of a goose? As Rose collects the money in the canister, who comes standing at the banister? The Vicar Nututu is not strange. He just wants to live his life.
Living make it new. Maybe I say I'm sorry, but if you say it too, maybe I keep on drinking. If you drive a car, working together is easy. Working together is easy. So hard.
Right, that last song was by a recently discovered band I discovered. It's called Los Colones with Working Together. And I think I found them because they were playing somewhere and I lost the site where they were playing. So I'm sorry, guys. If you guys like them, I mean, you could Google them. Easy peasy, you know. It's the future. But I'm not good with segues. So here's Quick Wit Headlines.
Live from the More Better Media Center, it's Quick Wit Headlines with Byron G.
All right, so in recent news, the New York Police Department has announced that they will start to track their use of force. They will finally be disciplining officers that use said force, and they'll keep track of those incidents with mandatory detailed force reports. This will all be taking effect early next year. But what they really mean is that this will be taking effect whenever the public remembers and calls them out on it. In Berkeley somewhere, a customer of a local wing shop ordered some chicken wings for delivery, and instead of getting wings, he got $13,000. And like any dweeb would do, he returned it to the police, and now he's on the news. So this guy decided that 15 minutes of fame would be better than $13,000. Okay, man. Okay, get your priorities straight. So soon enough, it may be possible to create male birth control. You hear that, guys? You guys will have to start taking male birth control. Scientists are trying to alter how sperm develops to make this possible. Evidently enough, this song will be hitting the streets with new vibrancy.
Yeah, just saying this song to get some pussy.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
And lastly, ISIS, the terrorist group, if you didn't know, has started making their own currency. They have started using gold coins to make the money. It is a collector's dream, you know. If you collect coins, you must act now, because for today only, with coupon code ISIS Mondays, you will receive 2 gold coins instead of 1. On top of that, you'll also receive your certificate of authenticity, and you'll be amazed at the ISIS engraved font as well as the detailed 9/11 attacks pictured on the back that really put this set together. And that is this week's top stories. The world sure is crazy. Oh my god. But you know who else is crazy? Mr. Tupac. And this is all about you.
Oh yeah. It's all about you.
One time.
I'ma say it's all about you.
For the bitches that think it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Drew down in the house with my boy Pizknock, you know what I'm
saying?
It's
all about you.
Yeah, I'ma say it's all about you, but you're not lying, no. Yeah, yeah.
You probably took it as the last trick.
Wanna laugh at how I got my ass caught up with this bad bitch? Thinking I had her, but she had me in the long run. It's just my luck, I'm stuck with fucking with the wrong one. Wild decisions based on lies we live in. Scandalous times, this game's like my religion. You could be rolling with the thug, instead you with this weak scrub looking for some love in the club. I see you staring like you want it. Well, baby, if you got it, better throw it. Let the liquor help you get a bonus. I'm still tipsy from last night. Bumping these walls as a pose, addicted to the fast life. I try to holler, but you tell me you take it. Saying you ain't impressed with the money you make. Guess it's true what they telling me. Rush out of jail like hell for a black celebrity. So that's the reason why I call. And maybe you win it. Fantasies of a certain, can I hit it? Addicted to the things you do. It's still true. What I'm saying, boo, is this is all about you.
Every other city we go, every other video,
it's all about you.
No matter where I go, I see the same hoes. Every other city we go, every other video,
it's all about you.
No matter where I go, I see the same hoes.
I make a promise if you go with me, just let me know I had you hollering my name out before I leave. Nobody loves me, I'm a thug nigga. I only hung out with the criminals and drug dealers. I love niggas cause we coming from the same place. Witness me holla at a hoochie, see how quick the game takes. I cannot tell her I'm a player, and I don't even care. Creep though, weed smokes in the air. Everywhere I go, it's all about the droopy hoes. Waiting for niggas at the end of every show. I just seen you with my friends, video. I never put a bitch for my friends, so here we go. Follow the leader and beat the drama that I'm going through. It's all about you.
Yeah, nigga.
It's all about
every other city we go, every other video. No matter where I go, I see the same hoes. Every other city we go, every other video. No matter where I go, I see the same hoes.
Is you sick from the dick, or is it the flu? It ain't about you or your bitch ass crew. Every other city we go in every video. Explain to a nigga why I see the same shitty hoe. You think it's all about you, but boo, I get down like Drew and my nasty new niggas.
You couldn't hold me back, it'd take a fatter track. A lyrical attack, perhaps it was a visual block. When I started to snap, slow your load, I'm swole. Straight in control, flows a fold. My whole toe strong, hole is set. I told you I'm a scrolling next. Go digging, cold digging a go-go. I slide in easily, try a greasily. Sluts know the cut, I came to fuck, try squeezing me. Running up in you just like who's dinner when I've been you at the most. I fuck a bitch from the west coast.
It's all about
Virginia.
Every other city we go, every other video. No matter where I go, I see the same hoes. Every other city we go, every other video. No matter where I go, I see the same hoes. Every other city we go, every other video. No matter where I go, I see the same hoes. Every other city we go, every other video.
Same old shit.
No matter where I go, I see the same hoes.
God damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm sitting back watching Montel Jordan video. I see the same bitch who was in the homeboy Nathan video. Then I flip the channel, I'm checking out my homeboy Tupac video. I see the same bitch that was in my video. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, what make that even more fucked up, I'm watching the Million Man March, and I see the same bitch on the Million Man March that was in the homeboy Warren G video. I mean, damn, everywhere I look, everywhere I go, I see the same hoe. Don't get mad, I'm only being real. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Type of motherfucker that'll check the check, do the math, I ain't never getting robbed. Those margaritas not going on my card. I ain't about to split a damn thing for convenience sake. I'm at the restaurant working that way. Holla, you ain't heard a little day, young L, the Jew, biz major. Fuck
been saving money since a motherfucker 13. I wear the same pair of jeans every day. Free sandwiches, homie, 2 stamps away. Book flight December, but I leave in May. Drugs are generic, but still work the same. I get logins for Netflix for my cousin Greg. Thanks, Greg.
That's what I got, nigga.
All of my bitches be scared of me, I put that rod in them. All of them bitches acting thoughtless, I disregard them. All of them bitches acting holy, ain't got no God in them. I can teach a little nigga something like a preacher. I can take his ass to church, fresh as hell, no Easter. I can make his ass burp like a baby without no hiccup. I can.
Quan, what does this have to do with saving money, though? You know what? A full verse would have been too expensive, anyways.
Trap!
I ain't parking at a less than meter green, homie. Haircut several months in between, homie. Hit the motherfucking lights when I leave, homie. Single ply TP ass bleed. Airbnb the motherfucking lease. I'm never there. I'm out in Cali. Why the fuck my company in Delaware? And happy hour taking out a chicken. I don't even care. Now the applies to both dating and wings. Heat matinees, phone bill. Got the motherfucking fam on it. 401k rolling over bands on it. Copper sweaters in the summer when the sale on it. The fuck you rappers bragging about? You overpaying for it. Cover. Low threat count, hard with the covers. Free trial memberships, dawg. I never joined the shiz, dawg. Fuck you think this is, dawg? Free been flying like a motherfucking finch, though. General style, half a dozen on a stick, just so I can whet the appetite a bit. What you talking about? My AC never doing nothing, blow fans, though. Walgreens car shopping, all the off brands, though. Boy, go hard when collecting, got Venmo. Save a motherfucker, roach, try smoke. Check the clothes in my drawers, I ain't playing around. Warren, can you blame me now? You think I got 450 up in quarters on me? Well, I fucking don't.
Unless you take the extra coffee off, I might get loud. Unless you
that song is 100% relatable if you're in your 20s or you're just broken. I'm so embarrassed. That was a Lil Ducky featuring Fetty Wap. And did I say that right? I do not know rapper names anymore. And Rich Homie Quan with Save That Money. The premise behind that video is actually pretty dope. He goes around just asking a bunch of trendy rich folks if he can use either their house, their cars, or just their sex appeal for free in the video, because it's about saving that money. Check out the video once again, please. It's such a funny and cool video. If you haven't heard of Lil Ducky, or Lil Dicky, I keep calling him Lil Ducky. He's this, like, I guess, non-traditional rapper. He uses a lot of comedy in his raps. The first song by him that I heard, actually, is called Pillow Talk. And if you haven't already, you really need to listen to that song. I might play it for you guys one day, but it is a 10-minute song, and I just feel like you need to be in the right environment and listen to it because it's hilarious. It was a nice little transition from, you know, Tupac to what hip-hop is today, complete freedom of expression.
Yeah, seriously, it's like, it's a big cultural gap. Oh my god, I can't. I mean, listening back to back, you're just like, what happened?
Yeah, for better or for worse, but as long as the music is still alive. And speaking of cultural gaps, I think our next comedian in Halftime Funnies has something to say about that too. Here's Sierra Cattell.
Yeah, no, and when it comes to dating, right? Because like the Chinese part of me is always like, oh, Sierra, find a nice Chinese boy to date. And then the Japanese part of me is like, no, find a nice Japanese boy to date. Right? And then the American part of me is like, I don't know, they're all yellow to me. Like, just pick one. Like, there's like a bajillion of you guys. You do the math. Because typically better at that, so. Thank you. Yeah, no, I don't speak either language. I only speak English, so. It's pretty weird. I'll go to like a Chinese restaurant and they're always coming at me speaking in their tongues and I'm just like, sorry, you know, no wablo chingless. Ah, what? Yeah. But you know, that you know, they kind of judge me. Like they think I'm a little less Asian because I don't speak Asian. And okay. So yeah, and it hurts, feels a little awkward, so I figured if that ever happens again, I'm just gonna leave. And then drive away and crash into 17 cars and be like, who's the Asian now, bitch?
All right, that once again was Sierra Cattell. And I think that was pretty relatable if you're anything other than just quote unquote American. I know the look on some of my coworkers' faces because they seem or they look like they should, I'm putting air quotes just so you guys know, look like they should speak Spanish, but you know, their parents are already second generation, they don't speak it, and they're just like, huh? Like, what?
It's kind of weird for me to think of parents as second generation just because they're older. I mean, because I sometimes go up to people and they're older, like Hispanics, and I start talking Spanish to them, and they always shoot me like a dirty look, which I literally like translate into, oh, you think I know Spanish? Well, because I'm a little more brown than everybody else. And their head just like bobs back and forth, like, you know, sassy wise.
Well, it's something we should all get used to and learn to deal with, especially in LA. Because we're all mixed with a little bit of something. Even if you're not mixed, you're mixed with a little bit of something because everywhere you go, you see all sorts of cultural backgrounds. Enough about things I love like comedy and cultural diversity. Here's a little daily dose of avocado. You know the three things that I fucking hate the most, Byron?
I couldn't imagine. What is it?
Byron is not just my fellow co-host, but he's also a very good friend of mine, so he gets to hear a lot of these. Top three things that I hate the most. Decaf coffee. What's the fucking point? Like, seriously.
It's kind of like what non-alcoholic beverages is to alcoholics.
Pointless. It's fucking pointless. Also, not being able to finish both my left and right contacts at the same time. It's like, what do I do? Do I work one of them a little bit harder? Is it because I have, what is that, where your like eyeball isn't shaped the way it's supposed to be shaped? I'll get back to you on that one. But my number three reason, and actually like the worst, I hate having to poop after I just showered. How do you feel about that, man?
Dude, I hate that so much. I get out the shower and I'm like, really, body? Really? Rectum? Like, decide that now? You decide that shit now?
It's like we're in a fucking drought and sometimes like you just want to have it. You want a clean butthole. Like, what's the point of showering if, like, you have to start over? It almost makes you want to jump back in the fucking shower. But if you're like me, you just invest in good wipes. TMI. All right, guys. Let's go to the music. And I mean, at this very moment in time, I don't know how it's going to be, but the time you get this, I'm probably recovering from a pretty good hangover of It's Not Dead Fest. So to get us all in the punk rock mood, we have Tsunami Bomb with Dawn on a Funeral Day.
Let me go, I can breathe. So don't expect the best you won't be disappointed when you take a fight and watch the world crawl back inside. Don't believe the fairy tales of $1 million happiness, luck, and realistic lifestyle chardonnay. Pursue the $1 million happiness.
Delicious Neapolitan punk rock trio. We have the Soviets with Multiply and Divide, and NOFX ending the set with Bleeding Heart Disease. I am so fucking stoked. I wonder what the future holds for me. I really, really want it to be Saturday. I know Byron's telling me it's already Saturday, but it's actually already Monday.
Yeah, this Saturday, guys, I know I don't want to make you jealous, but I'm just saying, because it's the end of the podcast and there's nobody listening, I'm going to Disneyland. I get to enjoy Halloween before Halloween, and I kind of told my boss a lie that I would be picking up my mom at the airport.
Yes, yes, we all love putting our business out in social media. Take that, Byron's boss. He's not picking up no one.
And I figured, like, I would say something that wouldn't happen. Like even if I had to pick up my mom at the airport, it wouldn't be a bad thing. It's not like I gave my excuse as, oh, my mom's in the hospital, gotta go visit her, or something, you know, bad karma-wise.
Like, oh, man, my grandma forgot who I was, and I have to go remind her. Well, yeah. Damn, that's really fucked up. We're just kidding, guys. It's just comedy. It's not a dick. Don't take it so hard.
So when you guys, here's my advice. When you guys think of an excuse, think of a good one that, if it does come bite you in the ass, is not that hard. Because, I mean, would you mind picking up your mom at the airport? No. Would you mind reminding your grandma who you are? No.
Yeah, exactly. But something that is biting us in the ass now is the end of this podcast, because we drank so much coffee that we wish we could carry on with you forever.
We probably could. We could just talk about more excuses, more events.
More shit I hate.
More Disneyland.
More shit I hate.
More music.
I can play the whole Lil Dicky song, Pillow Talk.
We could probably stream a whole movie here.
Or we can give you great brunch recipes, because we all love brunch.
But we can't. So, with that, you guys have a pleasant tomorrow.
Good morning, good night, and don't forget to eat twice.